hope that I'll just continue in the path that I'm going. I would just, like, my biggest concern would be, like, if one of my children got it, like, I that would just, like, tear me apart, just, mm-hmm. you know. So I really hope that they don't have any kind of IBD or anything.
Yes.
Anything that I have, not to say that they wouldn't, you know, be totally fine. I think just as a parent, like, my whole mindset has changed to, you just don't want anything to happen to your children, even if they can be fine about it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Now, I'm not sure if you've thought too much about this, but are there maybe any, like, further developments that you hope to see in the field of healthcare for those with IBD or those with Crohn's?
Yeah, I mean, I would, like, I know that there's research, you know, and there's fundraising and all of that stuff is so important, and I don't know what kind of advancements have been made thus far besides, like, medication, but I do hope for there to be a cure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, my lifetime, that yeah. would be amazing, or my children's lifetime, like, I do, definitely hopeful for that. It's just, it's interesting because I feel like Crohn's and colitis, like, unless you know somebody, it's not like the, like, it's not, like, anything to do with the bowel isn't something that people love to talk about, or not that they don't want to support it, but it's mm-hmm. not like a popular.
Yes, yes, it's like taboo. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's not like, I mean, since I've been diagnosed and, like, the fact that I'm a mom, like, I'll talk about anything. Like, I know I'm uncomfortable with anything to do with, like, the human body now, but I understand why it is the way it is. I hope that it, like, becomes more of, like, a popular thing, not because more people have it, but maybe more people understand it.